Tonight, it's September 2nd, 1988, and we have with us Valerie Vaughn. Is that your name?
Yeah.
You want to say your name?
Valerie Vaughn.
And where were you born?
Van Nuys, California.
And you're the World Service Officer. When were you born?
March 18th, 1964.
And what's your permanent address?
1940 North Island, Hollywood, California,
90068. Okay. I'm doing this book called Addicts, and I'm going to use your picture that I just took, put it on one side, and then next your picture on another page, or pages. I haven't figured out how I'm going to do this yet. I'm going to have your little life story and get the message out. And, we'll hopefully have 50 addicts in this book. And what the book is a self-portrait of myself. All people I photograph is actually me. That's my story. But no one else is going to know that but you or me. So it's the whole collective experience of all of us about defining what an addict is and how our childhood was, what happened to us, and then our path today. So feel free to talk about whatever you want to talk about, and don't worry about what you say regarding traditions or anything like that. It'll be edited for redundancy and stuff like that. Just let it rip.
Okay.
I'll try to talk a little louder.
Okay, well, I was born an only child, and it was just me and my mom since I was two. And I was physically and sexually abused. I was physically abused by my babysitter for a long time, and sexually abused by my stepfather when I was like 9. And when I was 12, my stepfather and my mother got divorced, and we moved all around a lot. We moved a lot. And between the age of 1 and 20, I moved 24 times. And after my stepfather and my mother got divorced, it was just me and my mother. And I can remember being left alone quite often. Basically, my childhood was like a lot of being alone, reading books and playing solitaire and doing a lot of things alone. My mother worked from 9 to 5 and went out after work and didn't come home until 2 or 3 in the morning, and sometimes not at all. And I guess when I was 13, I was alone a lot. I was living in this apartment building, and we met these kids, and I thought they were really cool. And they smoked pot and drank beer, and I didn't want to do that, but I wanted to be friends with them, so I did it. And I got into a lot of trouble, minor trouble. And after my stepfather and my mother got divorced, he sort of went crazy. And after 12, I was basically surrounded by a lot of mentally ill people. My grandfather was mentally ill. He stayed with us a lot. My stepfather was mentally ill, and he stayed with us. And my mom had boyfriends a lot, and they were always over. Well, I just got into this group of people, and I was just smoking pot in between the ages of 13 and 16 on a daily basis. And I was going to school, and then I met another group of people, and I was always in a different group of people. And in school I did pretty good. I loved school. I always loved school. I couldn't wait to get to school. I graduated. And I loved school because school was like home to me. Like, I didn't like going home. I couldn't wait to get to school. I went every day. And I won awards for the best attendance. And then, like, when I was 17, I started drinking, but not really that bad. Drinking and taking Quaaludes every so often. And then I started getting into punk rock and rebelling. My mother had married this Lebanese man who I hated, and I wanted to kill him. And so I moved out when I was 17 because I couldn't stand him. My mother always chose her boyfriends over me. They came first before I did. So I moved out, and I moved to Hollywood with my aunt, who's also neurotic, and started getting really heavily into the punk rock scene. And having lots of fun, and it was the only time I ever felt accepted. And I just tried to meet the people that were in the most, who were in the scene, and hang with them. And like I said, it was like the very first time in my life I felt like cool. And I met this guy, a boyfriend, and he was a junkie, and I was hanging out with a lot of junkies for a few years, but never using. And so when I lived with this guy, I started using, and then that just went on and on, us using. I got on methadone maintenance when I was 21, and I stayed on methadone maintenance for 3 years, and worked in bars, and drank a lot. I started gaining a lot of weight, and that's basically what sort of like got me to realize that something wasn't working. So I gained like 75 pounds, and so So me and my friend went to a meeting one night. We saw a lot of people that were clean from our past, and it was really neat to see them clean. And I figured if they could do it, I could do it for sure. So like, I just kept going back, and I got talked into going into a hospital, and to detox. I was really scared when I did that. Everybody kept telling me it gets better, it gets better. And I didn't believe them. I just didn't believe them. I didn't think it could get better. And it did get better. Is there another one in there? And when I got out of the hospital, I didn't have any place to stay. I didn't have anything. I had lost everything. And didn't have anywhere to stay, no money, no car, no job. And I have all those things today. It's only been 4 months. And I feel really good about I feel a lot better about myself now. I've lost 25 pounds since I've gotten out of the hospital. And I get really scared sometimes, but I'm learning that everything is okay, no matter what it is. It's gonna be all right. You know, I can get through anything. And I have a higher power, and I'm in conscious contact with my higher power all the time. And I know that God's going to take care of me, whatever. I know whatever I'm going through is just what's meant to be for me. It's God's will. I have a lot of friends. It's really neat to have good friends. Not people that you expect everything out of, just people that you know are your friends. I'm just really excited. I've been going out, learning how to go out, socialize, clean, which I never did before. And it's getting better. It gets better all the time. It really does. That's all I want to say.
That's fine. You've done wonderful.